Psalm 20, to the choir master, a psalm of David. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. Selah. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. In David's day, how did nations win battles? Through superior military strength. Horses, chariots. Yet David saw beyond surface realities to the deeper meaning of all that happens, the sovereign governance of God, caring for his people, protecting them, giving them what they most need. For this reason, David writes, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." It is one thing to use chariots and horses in battle. It is another thing to trust in them. What about your own life? Consider your finances, for example. It's one thing to use money. It is another thing to trust in money. God calls us to use money shrewdly, yet not to entrust ourselves to it as our final security. God alone is able to bear the weight of our deepest trust. And God alone will never let us down when we place the full weight of our trust on him. In Christ, he proved it.